USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
My administration is fighting to empower all Americans to reach their dreams and achieve their potential. We have created 6 million new jobs since Election Day. The fake news would never have allowed us to say that during the campaign, even as a projection.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Mexico as Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren holding a rally in Washington Square Park in New York City. She's unveiling an anti-corruption plan. As for the latest CNN poll of the Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden leading with 24%, Warren at 18%, Bernie Sanders with 17% of the vote, Kamala Harris at 8%, and Mayor Pete at 6%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hurricane season far from over. In fact, it runs through November 1st, and in the Bahamas, people there are still dealing with a devastating blow from Hurricane Dorian. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 143 points, the NASDAQ off 23 points, the S&P 500 down 9. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Even though the latest report in the New York Times totally bogus and unsubstantiated, some Democratic presidential candidates still calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
This comes in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A woman in California has her ring back after a very unusual night. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Jenna Evans recounted her situation on Facebook, and then it went viral and started getting lots of media attention. And here's the story. It seems last week she was dreaming that she was being chased by some villains and was forced to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized she had actually swallowed her ring to protect it in her sleep. A gastroenterologist managed to retrieve the ring, and now it's safely back on her finger. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.